The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Ciara, the thing that's got people talking today and huge numbers of texts coming in,
massive.
We haven't even fully covered it yet, and we're about to in a minute, is Leo Varadkar's comments on the Path to Power podcast with Matt Cooper. Just let's start by having a listen to what he had to say.
People in rural Ireland are very quick to tell people in urban Ireland that, you know, we're the real workers, we're the ones paying all the bills, we're the ones feeding the country. I think maybe we need to be a little bit more blunt in urban Ireland and say, actually, that's not the case. We're the ones paying all the bills, and you're the ones who are in receipt of a lot of subsidies and a lot of tax benefits that other people don't get. And maybe we need to sit around the table and have an honest discussion about some of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, the tax line is literally on fire. So many texts. Rural companies and sole traders pay tax in Ireland. There is R&D tax credits for the multinationals, pharmaceuticals and SPVs for international property companies to avail of, beneficial tax treatment for exorbitant rental income. The government tried desperately to hand Apple back billions of corporation tax that the courts deemed due, yet there is interest and penalties charged for late filing for transport companies, agricultural contractors, etc., who are struggling. It is not a level playing field, says this texter.
What Leo Varadkar said was a disgrace, says another listener. To subsidies are subsidising the consumers so they can get cheap food. Farmers get 23 cents a litre for milk. It can't be produced for this. Pay the farmer 50 cents, double the price of milk in the shop, and no need for a subsidy then. I'm also a PAYE worker. I've never been sick in my life. Does that mean I'm subsidising sick people, says James in Mayo.
Claire says, Leo would want to have some cold, hard facts to back up that statement. As somebody who moved from Dublin to the West, it amazes me how people like Leo just disregard rural Ireland and his loss, that he doesn't realise how unlucky he is not to live there. As for us out here living on benefits, show us the facts and figures.
Another listener says, if good old St. Augustine was around today, his phrase would be, Lord, make me chase, but not yet. Not without affecting any aspect of my lifestyle, and have someone else pay for it. I think that's probably a reference not just to Leo Varadkar's comments, but also the conversation we were having earlier on the carbon taxes with Padraig Tobin, which you can listen back to on the News Talk app.
Nuala says, hi Shane and Ciara. It's a fact that a portion of the local property tax collected in Dublin is distributed to rural Ireland, just saying, and Nuala would be correct on that.
All right. Keep those texts coming in, 087 1400 106.
And sticking with this, I'm joined now by Michael Fitzmaurice, Independent Ireland TD, and Edgar Morgenroth, Professor of Economics at Dublin City University. I'm going to come to you first, Edgar, if that's okay. People are appalled by Leo Varadkar saying what he has said. Lots of people are, although some people are agreeing with him. But is he right?
So, good afternoon. Pleasure to be with you. I guess he's... The first comment is that the way he put it mightn't necessarily have been the most accurate. But the good thing, of course, for us is that we do have data, and the census, the Central Statistics Office collects a lot of very useful data, including on this topic. And it shows that there are more taxes collected, either on a a total level or per person in Dublin, for example, Cork, Galway, than in the more rural counties. And
so, just to be clear, per capita, people who live in urban centres pay more tax individually than people who live in rural Ireland.
Yes.
Okay. Keep going.
And then there's and this makes perfect sense, because that's actually where the higher incomes are, and we have a progressive tax system. So if you earn more, you pay more tax. So that's where this comes from. It's also where more of the productive, or the more productive firms are, including those multinationals, they tend to be disproportionately in large cities, and we know all about the tax windfall we get from them. So this is where more taxes are generated. And when we look at the expenditure side, we can do this quite well for things like social welfare. We can do it less well for things like infrastructure spending. But if we look at the social welfare side, we actually find that, for example, Dublin has the lowest rate of expenditure per person on social benefits. Compare that with, and then the next lowest is Kildare, and after that is Galway. Compare that with the highest, which is Louth, Carlow, and Donegal. So that's on the social benefits. And then if we look at the capital side, as I said, that's a little bit more difficult. We can't do this easily for the last recent years, but we could look at it previously. And that showed that actually a lot more on a per person basis is spent outside of Dublin than in Dublin.
Okay.
So there's a truth to what Leo Varadkar said, but I think the way he said it.
Yeah, and I fully accept that, and that people are incensed by what he has said. Lots of people are, but what we were trying to get to is the facts. Let me bring in Michael Fitzmaurice, Independent Ireland TD. Michael, you've heard what Edgar said. Edgar is not a politician. He has no skin in the game. He's merely, I don't mean merely, he's an economist, but he's spitting facts, as they say. And he is saying that the highest tax per person is paid in Dublin. The lowest benefits per person are received in Dublin, and the highest infrastructure payments in capital spend per person are outside Dublin. So rural Ireland is getting more per person in benefits, more per person in infrastructure, and paying less per person in tax. So Leo, in effect, it could be argued, is bang on.
Well, first of all, good evening to you all. I think it was a disgusting comment, first of all.
But is it a disgusting comment if it's true, Michael?
No, but let me talk. The first thing is, in relation to a capital city of any country, for that matter, you're going to get more of the, say, the companies, the Googles. I don't think the Google will come to where I live at the moment in rural Ireland, or you won't get some of the larger companies like Intel and all that. Those pay higher wages. So that accounts for that. But what put them companies there? The taxes of the people of all of Ireland. What put them companies there? The people that basically drove from all parts of Ireland. And this shouldn't be a Dublin versus rural divide. The people that basically built the likes of Intel and places like that, I think a statistics should be done on all the figures that Edgar is on about, to see where did those people come from. On top of that, where does the resources come that makes the city what it is? And by no means am I saying that we shouldn't give it. We should share all our resources.
Including where water from the Shannon.
Yes, and where does the resource of electricity come from? What builds the city? It's basically getting resources, getting labour, and getting people from all over the country to work together. And let's give a few stats. You know, he was directly basically referred, and I think, to the agricultural sector. The agricultural sector in its own right is still responsible for 9% of all exports. And if you want to start looking at stats and facts and go the real hard line, what Leo has done, the pharma industry, about 80,000 people are employed in it. That's a high wage category. It's responsible for 50% of all our exports. So what should we do? Should we get rid of everything else? I think Leo was totally out of hand. And I'll tell you what's worrying, that the same Leo in 15, 16, 17, 18, sat down with farmers and people in rural Ireland and said, I have your back. I believe that farmers are being treated wrongly in climate. I believe that farmers should have a proper income. But the mask has slipped. And it is a worrying thing because, to be quite honest with you,
but
a lot of farmers...
It's been framed that way, Michael. But Leo was in power. He was the Taoiseach of the country, and he did express support for farmers and indeed continued subsidies, etc. Is he not merely pointing out the fact, in the same way that Edgar Morgan Roth has just pointed out the fact that per capita they pay more tax, the individual citizens pay more tax in urban centres than in rural centres, and they receive less benefits and less spend per capita in terms of infrastructure.
Obviously, Kira, you didn't hear what I stated very clearly, that if you're working in Intel or working in Facebook or working in Google, you have a higher income. Those businesses do not come to other parts of Ireland, unfortunately.
All right, let me bring Edgar back in.
One other thing I just want to say as well, that if you look at the age profile, is it bad governance by Leo when he was leader, or by previous governments, that if you look at the age profile on the latest census and you look at the BMW report, that under 14s is getting very scarce in the West, Northwest, that the age profile of people, and in fairness, people that paid their taxes, be it in Dublin or any part of the country, are entitled to their pension. They have paid, they have contributed to this country. And if you look at the age profile in those areas, you will see that there will be a higher social welfare because they're entitled to the money. But that's a worrying stat for the simple reason, are we going to have all young people working in Dublin and are we going to leave the rest of the country lopsided with, be it elderly, are we going to basically say the rest of the country doesn't matter? We need to be balanced in this. This shouldn't be, like, if you want to analyse Dublin, you'd probably take out parts of Dublin and say, oh, that's pulling down the rest of Dublin. That's not the way you run a country. You run a country by rising all ships together.
And let me bring Edgar back in. Edgar, you had a listen there to what Michael is saying. He's saying, look, we just earn more money in Dublin and Dublin is just better off. That's why the stats hold up the way that they do.
Yeah, and that is correct. And that is what is behind what Leo Varadkar said. You know, there's more taxes collected and less social welfare and other public expenditure per person in the likes of Dublin. It's not just Dublin. That's just a fact. It's also a fact, and I think that's an important thing to point out, that this is the same in every other country. Not every part of each country is equally well off. And we have a social welfare system and a tax system to deal with that. And that's what it does. That's a sense in which I think Leo Varadkar kind of, I think he was a little bit over the top with his comment. And that's obviously what's irked people. But there are facts here. And there are the fact is that if you take Dublin, the surrounding counties and Cork, and look at their deficit, de facto deficit. It's they're actually making a surplus, and the rest of the country has a kind of a deficit of around about 10% of GDP. That's just a fact.
So, are you saying the people who live in the commuter belt, Dublin and Cork, are subsidising on that basis the rest of the country? And I'm not saying that's necessarily a bad thing, but is that what's actually happening?
That is what's actually happening, and it's the same in every other country. Okay. And again, Michael is quite right. Capital cities, for example, tend to be richer, and therefore there's more tax collected there. That's just a fact. I think we shouldn't interpret this as saying that people in other parts of the country are not paying tax. There's tax collected there. They're just simply.
But in terms of the cost of the services that are delivered there and their tax take, it's low. Let me bring Michael back in. Just Michael, with regard to that, you would have thought maybe last week and the week before during the protest that everyone in rural Ireland was subsidising urban Ireland the other way around. There was kind of a narrative of, well, up in Dublin, you guys have it so good. But actually, Edgar is saying that the commuter belt, Dublin and Cork, subsidises rural Ireland. You'd never hear that said, would you? You'd never hear that acknowledged or even anyone say thanks?
Just put a few things into perspective. Not alone in the capital, Ciara, right around this country, people that set up businesses many years ago that never got anything, by the way, in their life. And let's be clear on this and very clear on it. They don't get basically Susie for their children. What they'd have ever got in their life when they set up their own businesses was probably children's allowance that everybody, no matter how wealthy or how poor you are, gets in this country. Saw their businesses being decimated, and they contribute taxes as well. And that's the reason why a government that wasn't listening. So let's be very clear on that straight away. In relation to your other question, or your what you've asked me, there is opportunities if governments decided to make other parts affluent as well. The likes of Putin will say wind off the west coast could make the Silicon Valley, I've often said it, off the west of Ireland. And if that brings in a heap of money and is distributed around the country fairly to try and give a proper sustainable living to all parts. That's how you may build a successful country. You don't build it by having it lopsided or by throwing Scud missiles at people like Leo Varadkar has done. Didn't he say this if he believes so much in it, Kira? Why didn't he say it to the public when he stood in front of them in several elections? Is it that he's two-faced?
What people say when they're running for election, Michael, and what people say when they're not are very different things.
When you're Prime Minister of a country, you should say things straight out. You shouldn't be hiding. Why is it coming now when he's gone out of politics?
All right.
The people of all of Ireland work together. That's how you build a successful country. Not jabbing and throwing jabs when you're gone out of the limelight.
We will have to leave it there, but I'm very grateful to both of you for coming on that. That is Michael Fitzmaurice there, Independent Ireland TD, and Edgar Morgenroth, Professor of Economics at DCU. Let us know what you think. The text line has kind of exploded, but do let us know what you think. We are very interested.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.